Hi, it's Rebecca. Hey, have you ever thought about what it means to be sovereign? I hadn't thought about it much until I had a spontaneous healing years ago, and I started really digging into the teachings of Jesus and all the great masters, and discovered that we can actually do amazing things. It's all about our belief systems and whether or not we're willing to follow the inner guidance that we get from the divine within us, which is always there, always working with us. But we block it when we fill ourselves with negative emotions like fear, doubt, worry. You have to get rid of those negative emotions in order to let the divine, spiritual, Holy Spirit flow through you so that you can be at peace with yourself. I'm not a preacher. I'm just a mortal who lives in the three-dimensional world, but I'm very curious about how things work here. And I have discovered for myself that you really don't have to be afraid of anything. The ultimate fear, of course, is fear of death. That's what everything boils down to. Once you get over your fear of death, you're home free. I mean, what could be worse than that? Nothing. So when you make peace with that, you can be much freer and sovereign because you begin to realize that what you're thinking about and what you're contemplating and what you're doing with your life is a direct result of your thoughts. So if you want to be happy, you begin to understand that it's all up to you as far as choosing thoughts that make you happy or choosing thoughts that make you sad. Now, if you get to choose, why not choose the happy thoughts and create a happy life? You know, one time years ago, I met this man on a flight, and he ended up being my first husband. And he sent me a message from Europe because he had to go to Europe after we met. And he signed it, "Don't worry, be happy." And I knew immediately when I read that, you know, that's a little mantra from some guru from years ago. I think it was an Indian guru who said that, "Don't worry, be happy." And it resonated with me. And I felt really good when I read that. And, you know, we can make ourselves happy or we can make ourselves miserable. It's really up to us. It's not what's happening in the world. It's how we react to it. So if you want to be happy, you just have to be careful about how you're perceiving everything. Because if you want to see perfection, change your perception. Jesus was telling us over and over again in the Bible, if you study that, you'll understand that he was trying to tell you, you just need to act as if you've already gotten what you want, be it perfect health, abundance, happiness, companionship. It's all up to you to go out and just make it happen by the way you are being. And if you're being what you desire, it has to show up in your life. It's really simple. That's the amazing thing. One time I had this revelation about how it's so simple, we can't see it. Because it's right here within us, moment to moment. The way we show up in the world and the things we think about are what show up in our life.